We are going to continue the topic, put on the whole armor of God. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Before we pray, let's review one more time about the passage. Chapter 6, Ephesians, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the will and the devil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the power, against the ruler of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly place. There 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16, above all, taking the shield of the faith, in which you will be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked one. 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the words of God, and pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Here talk about the put on the whole armor of God. As a Christian, we have no enemy in the world. Nobody is our enemy. We have only one common enemy, which is Satan. And Satan is spirit, and Satan is invisible, and Satan is very powerful. So our journey of faith actually is a journey of battle. If we are able to overcome Satan, then we were able to reach the final destination, the heavenly kingdom. Then we are going to see that Jesus Christ is welcome us in heaven. However, if we are defeated, we cannot complete the journey. And then the only other destination to go is to go to the Hades or the hell. So this battle is related to life and death, either eternal life or eternal death. So we have to win. There's no way we can lose. And we will win. We will really put on the whole armor of God. You really rely on God and be watchful. 100% sure we will win the battle. Even God is almighty, but if we don't put the whole armor of God, if we are unwilling to fight, then we will be defeated. If we are defeated, it's not because God cannot do anything. It is because we are not well prepared. It is because we did not do our own part. It is because we are unwilling to fight. So be prepared, waiting to fight, and with the help of God, we will be victorious. You look into your age, if you have ever taken a picture, right? In your student spiritual convocation, or J1, J2, or even E2, spiritual convocation. You keep that picture. 10 years later, you look into the picture, you are going to see some of them already gone, disappear from church. Another 5 years later, probably another 20% already gone. Another 10 years later, probably half of them already gone. So The journey of the faith, the mortality rate actually is very high, very high. How come Almighty God we worship, however, we are Christian soldiers, so many people being killed because we are not fully armed, put on the whole armor of God. If we see those who can survive until their adulthood, 25 or 30, we can see most of them have put on the whole armor of God. So it's very, very important. We have to win the battle. Verse 14, the first one is girded your waist with the truth, which means use the teaching of the words of God to control our life, control our inner thought, control the way we speak, control the way we engage in entertainment, control in the way of our recreation. Everything, if we control by the words of God, then we will leave no space for Satan. So the first one is truth. Without knowing the truth, we don't know how to fend off the attack of God, attack of Satan. Because Satan is very sneaky, very tricky. You know, the two disciples of Jesus, even they're so close together with Jesus, follow Jesus every day. One of them was defeated, which is Judah. How come Judah was defeated? Because he did not control his heart with the truth. He was covetous about money. So in his spiritual cultivation, there's a loophole, and Satan sneak in from that loophole. So if we control everything according to the truth, there will be no loophole, and Satan cannot sneak in. Once Satan starts to sneak in, then Satan can put a lot of different thought, different thinking. Then you will be conceived. Then you will be perplexed. What should I do? And it very easy we will guide into the wrong direction and to follow the worldly trend. So understand the truth and live according to the truth. This is the first way we can guard off the attack of Satan. It's very important. If it is against the truth, just say no. So simple. Don't negotiate. Against the truth, then no. Then you will be safe. If we don't know the truth, we don't know how to draw a line, then it's very difficult. It's very dangerous. The second one, the breakfast of righteousness. If we live a righteous life, God will abide with us because God is a righteous God. If we are unrighteous, God will not abide in us. If God does not abide in us, it's difficult to win the battle. When God is fully abiding in us, Satan will surely cannot overcome us. So whatever right in the eyes of God, we do it. Whatever is not right in the eyes of God, don't do it. So simple. You know, Joseph did not commit sin, right? Because of what? How can I sin against God? Right? Even though he did not see God, but he knew God is watching. So he wanted to do the right thing before God. So it's very simple. Whatever you want to do, even your friend want you to do, just think about, it is right in the eyes of God. If it is right, you can do it. If it is wrong, don't do it. Then Satan cannot overcome you. And then having shod your feet with the preparation of gospel peace. We put on the gospel of peace, right? Once we have the abidance of Jesus Christ, we have peace. So we have no fear. This is a gospel of peace. Put on the shoes, whatever we go, right? Because God is with us, we have no fear. Then we can fight the battle. Take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery dart of the wicked. Put on the faith. Trust on God. Whatever we cannot do, trust on God, and God will take care. What we are afraid is we don't want to trust God. Right? If we don't trust God, then Satan will overcome us. If we trust God, from the moment we start to trust God, then God starts to take care. You know, when you ride the bicycle, right? And when the bicycle had a punctured, no air, right? What do? You go back home and tell your daddy, right? The bicycle have flat tire. And then from that moment, your problem become your father's problem. You have no problem. You just go out to have fun again, right? The same thing. Now, when you tell God your trouble, and God will start to take care of it. Now, so you have to trust God with the faith. God will take care, and it will not overcome us. The spirit, the soul of the spirit, the words of God. So if we want to win the soul, bring the friend to the church. In your age, it's possible. Bring the friend to to church. You know, we have a student, Sister Katie or something, studying UCSD, right? Her grandma brought her to San Jose Church ever since she was, elementary or something, yeah. And she gradually grown up, when reached to high school, and she was baptized. So it's very possible you can do something for God, do the evangelical work. But when we want to bring the friend to the church, you have to pray. God give you Holy Spirit. You have the power. You preach. God will walk with you. And your friend will come to church together with you. This is the armor of God. We put on the whole armor of God. Then we can be a victorious Christian soldier. So may God guide and bless every one of us. Now we come forward and we pray for 15 minutes. Let's come and pray.